Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been facing that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, if you could ask me one question, and that question launch you into that new level of physical growth, could make whatever challenge that you're facing when it comes to your training, whether it's in your mind or a stubborn body part, if you could ask me one question, what would that be? Think about that right now, and I want you to call into the show. Our number is 347-326-9145. Call in right now with your question. I'll start taking those as soon as they come in. And you can also chat with me live in the chat room, going to skiplacourradio.com, signing up for the chat room, and you can post your questions, comments, or insights in the chat room. But call up. I get lots of emails all throughout the week. I wish I could just grab that person. I could talk to them for 5 minutes rather than trying to communicate sometimes through an email or sending them to an article, because I know I can create that clarity in just a couple of minutes talking to them live, because I can get a sense of where they are doing this so much time. So this is your chance to call. And again, the number is 347-326-9145. We're going to talk about a couple things today. I want to talk about the mental challenges that get in the way of most bodybuilders, fitness enthusiasts, those people training in the gym. And that's from a perspective that I've learned over these last 18 years or so, helping people all over the world, over 52 countries. I see that we're a lot the same challenges come up. And so I've got 10 of those for you, and doing one of them might fit in with you. Maybe today will be the day that you get some clarity, a new way of thinking on a challenge that you're going through. Maybe it's a mental challenge, and get that clarity. Just get inside the gym and take care of business. I also want to lighten up a little. I want you to call in and tell me about your funniest or strangest gym stories, and I have a couple of those for you, but I want to hear what you have to say. Trying to lighten up, get you guys to call in. A lot of you guys are sitting back, whether you're listening to this live or in a podcast. Then I get flooded with emails after the show. This is your time to call in. Let me help you live. So maybe call in, tell me your funny gym stories, and then get those ready. And then if you have a question, it might be a little bit easier for you to call in then too. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? And I'm not talking about one that you're settling for, one you just go to the gym. That body that you really want, what's the next level for you? And if you're the type of person, which I think you are, who would listen to this radio talk show just for that one strategy, that one distinction that can push you to the next level, you might be doing pretty well. But have you noticed that no matter how well you are doing, you feel that gnawing pain inside, that angst, that grinding inside that you want to take to that next level? It's that angst inside I talk about, and it's managing that, sometimes using that as a powerful force for good rather than something that creates so much overwhelm and confusion. It's that overwhelm and confusion that really ruins the bodybuilding and training process. And a lot of times I've discovered that it gets people to maybe quit their progress or become inconsistent, and a lot of times they're winning the game. They're doing really well. If you've listened to this show in the past, you've heard me talk to many of the callers, And maybe when they got on the phone, they were talking in that frustrated manner, like things weren't working out. I pointed out a few things to help them appreciate what they've been doing, and all of a sudden they see it totally differently. And that's normal. When you're grinding, you're grinding, grinding, you're just thinking about you. You're not seeing the big picture. You're thinking about two steps forward. You're not appreciating everything that you've done in the past. You can see how getting into that mindset might be a trap that many people fall into. So that next level for you, what is it? And what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make improvements and you want to make them effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, and that's what this is all about, how can you get the most bang for your buck, so to speak? You're putting in this time and effort. You want to see results in the shortest period of time. You don't want to just show up and hope that things are going well for you. They're all going to turn out. You want to do it in the shortest period of time. To make that happen, you're going to have to know exactly what it is you want. So think about that right now. Call into the show. What do you want? 347-326-9145. Help me help you get there by knowing what you want. The answers will start coming to you like magic when you start really thinking about what you want. It isn't magic, though. It's just that as you become clear, that internet or all those books and magazines full of information, you'll zone in on what's pertinent or what's most appropriate for you and your situation. And that all starts by getting clear on what it is you want. So what's it for you? Is it with your training? Is it with your nutrition? How about your mental state, your motivation? Do you need to just more drive to do everything you already know and just do it on a more consistent basis? That drive to get to the gym on a consistent basis, or maybe to perform better when you're actually in the gym. All right, so what's it for you? Here's your chance to get some free coaching. You know, I charge $300 an hour, and I have different packages available, of course. But, you know, when I first started, I was so enthusiastic about helping so many people that my prices were lower and lower and lower. As it my schedule became more demanding and I found more efficient ways to teach, I would always just raise the price because it would be more efficient for me and my time to do it in other manners through the internet. So I raised the price. There still is that demand. And here's your chance right here on this radio show to get this type of coaching for absolutely free. So call in. The number is 347-326-9145. How about you calling in and tell me why it is a challenge for some of you guys to actually call in to this radio show and send a lot of emails? That can help me and help you in the future, too. I seem to think sometimes that how I make this process, a lot of times I get people off specifics that get in their way, details that get in their way. I show them that maybe they're looking down the wrong path as they're trying to do this, sometimes just doing it and seeing that this person does it this way, that person does it that way, and another person may do it another way. A lot of times, although there are different strategies and there are some that are more effective than others, I definitely believe that, a lot of times it's just that push to go through that makes a difference. So instead of focusing on all those details that cloud you all up, I make it simple for you. And maybe I'm thinking that maybe you guys know what, you have this big challenge, you want to talk about supersets or negatives, or should I eat tuna and oil versus washed tuna, or maybe I should just go off in a fishing boat and catch that tuna myself so it's fresh. You know, I think you may have a feeling that you know what I'm going to say, and maybe that's preventing you from calling. Hey, we have Derek from Pennsylvania. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, Skip, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am awesome, thank you. So what do you think about that? A lot of times I just get flooded with emails with a lot of questions, and what do you think? A lot of times guys have a challenge to call into the show. There's so many listeners. This show gets, and I want to thank everybody who's listening to this, whether you're listening to the show live on a past podcast or archive version. The numbers are off the charts now. It's really grown rapidly, and I thank you for all your support. But, Derek, I'm trying to figure out why guys will listen to the show. They'll send me emails, but they have a hard time calling in. What do you think that might be about?
the only two things come to mind initially. Maybe some of these guys live out on the West Coast as you do, and for them maybe it's too early on a Sunday morning to be up, 7 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is exactly what you said. Sometimes maybe they just don't want to feel like they're put on the spot by, you know, calling into the radio and having everybody listen to them. But
right, well, yeah, they definitely should forget about the latter of what Derek's talking about. You're maybe feel a little self-conscious. Hey, nobody else knows who you are. You don't even have to use your real name. This is your chance. You go to the gym, what, 4 or 5 days a week? You spend all this time thinking about it. You pass by the mirror 3 or 4 times a day. I mean, you have a lot invested in this. Hey, throw all that caution to the wind. I tell you, one distraction, one new strategy can make all the difference in the world. Hey, I threw out there for people to call in and talk about their funny or crazy gym stories. Do you have any that you want to start off with, Derek? Anything for you?
Hey, yeah, absolutely. My funniest and probably most embarrassing gym story. About 2 years ago, I was just deadlifting in the gym, and there was some women in there that I thought I might have been impressing, some guy friends of mine that I was, I don't know, I guess you could say I felt like I was showing off, even though I wasn't. I never, you know, sacrificed form or anything like that to try to look like some big stud in the gym. I was just doing what I always do. But this one gym that I was going to at the time had probably the worst piece of equipment to deadlift off of, because when you re-racked it, you had to lift it up first to lift it over this little edge that it had before it dropped back down so that you could set the weight down. Well, I had, I forget exactly how much it was, but it was in the mid-500s. I think it was maybe 560 or something like that. I'm going to re-rack this thing. I lift it over this little edge piece that I'm talking about, and as I slam it down, my left leg is protruding out in front of me a little bit, and my left nut, my left testicle gets smashed by this. You got like 560 pounds that come smashing down on my left testicle. I scream in pain like I've never screamed before in my life, and everybody in the gym is seeing this and seeing me on the ground, like basically like I've just been punched in my stomach. And nobody could figure out what the hell happened, but I told a buddy of mine what happened. And, of course, telling the guys, like telling the world. He goes around telling everybody what the hell just happened. Now I'm known as a guy that got his left nut smashed.
Yeah. That's your funniest story? No, I'm kidding. So how many times did people come up to you after that and ask you about all that?
Oh,
in a concerned manner, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, you know, are you okay? Are you still able to have kids? And, you know,
yeah.
Is girlfriend all right? Is your girlfriend happy about this?
Yeah. Well, I would say my, you know, craziest story in the gym, I've been in the gym a lot of times. I was trying to think about that. I think I've been pretty focused because I don't know how many crazy stories that I have kind of just in and out. But I do remember this one time I was working out in this gym. This guy was on a hack squat machine, and I just heard it just slam, and he was just kind of yelled a little, and then he was kind of holding his hand and kind of bouncing around, and everybody kind of looked. Nobody knew really what was happening, and the gym owner got him, kind of whispered something to him, and then he was going to take him to the hospital, right? And he kind of comes over to me and he goes, hey, Skip, do me a favor. Hey, would you go on that machine and get the guy's finger? So I got a paper towel, and the guy's, his whole finger was stuck in the hack squat machine. And so I kind of had to pick that up and bring it to the hospital to him. So that was kind of an interesting story, huh? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad I didn't lose any limbs. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's... Hey, man, this working out stuff is it's really fun. It's a great thing, but not when you have to lose a body part over it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you said you're still able to have kids, right, Derek? Hey, if you have any gym stories, I'm going to start getting into some bodybuilding mentality pitfalls that I hear people fall into. But if you want to call in if you have any questions, whether it's contest preparation, there's a lot of calls on the show about contest preparation. If you have any calls about anything in the gym, let me take this one from Wendy K. Wants to know about she wants to know about lower back. What is the fastest and safest way to build lower back and butt muscles? Well, I'd say, Wendy, being a woman, I mean, definitely for guys out there, if you want those type of muscles, I mean, there's nothing better than the squat. I wouldn't say that's necessarily the safest way. And as far as the fastest way, anytime you overload the muscle, Wendy, with any type of exercise machine, apparatus, anytime you can overload the muscle with the heavier weight, that is probably the fastest way to go about doing it. So also, you know, with your lower back and also your core, a lot of that is just through training. But any type of squat type exercise, I would recommend the safest way, though, is with any type of machine. Make sure you get a deep movement. You'll see on those type of, whether it's a hack squat machine, any type of leg press machine, a lot of it is in the depth that you get, Wendy, how deep you go. If you just kind of just do a partial movement, it works more. The thighs, the deeper you get on the bottom, and then you push up is where you'll work a lot of that lower back and butt. Also, if you want to hit the lower back directly, you know, extensions, back hyperextensions, that's where those machines are that you kind of put your waist over and lean forward and then raise up. If you can add, you know, a 10-pound weight or something like that to hit that lower back directly, make sure that you lower down with your lower back and that you pull up with it too, using those muscles and not just worrying about pointing from A to B. You know, I had another great question. Someone emailed me, and he asked me if I recommend training to absolute failure. And by absolute failure means, you know, do you do every set until you just can't do any more? So if I have a, do I get such a weight that by the end of the set, and whether I'm shooting for, you know, four to six reps or for other people who go for 10 to 12 reps, do I want to pick a weight and do I want to go so that I just can't absolutely do anymore, so that last set I am just totally exhausted? That is what absolute failure is. And he asked me if I recommend that. You know, a lot of times what I'll do when I get asked questions is I'll ask another question back, because that helps me determine what kind of level of knowledge that they're at when they ask a question. Because a lot of times people just ask questions and they have no idea why they're even asking questions, why they're even taking someone else's advice. So I did ask this gentleman, he used the statement that most bodybuilders, don't recommend going to absolute failure. And so I asked him, I said, okay, most bodybuilders don't. Do you know why they don't? And then he came up with an answer that I've heard before, too, is that those who don't is because of the risk of injury. And you know how it may be if you suffered an injury, when you do have an injury, how that slows your progress, how that if you're going in a good clip, you're in a nice groove, you're very consistent with your training, and then you get an injury that throws everything off. So they're playing it safe. They don't want to push it to those last reps with the heavy weight to avoid injury. And I definitely understand that psychological point. If you want to build muscle in the shortest period of time, most effectively, most efficiently, well, that's a gamble that you want to take, and that's up to you. That's up to you about how far you are going to push it. Going to absolute failure, pushing your body to a point where it hasn't been before, is the best way to pack on the most muscle in the shortest period of time. Now, I guess the question goes, are you really risking injury by doing that? It's from my experience. Hey, Derek, I want you to chime in here too. From my experience, I don't know if people have as many injuries that they worry about. They pick a whole bunch of different exercises or weights, all worried about injury. Although at the same time, I don't see as much injury. They're in the gym 12 months a year, and they're training as if they're preventing that next injury. And I don't necessarily see all those injuries happening. So, but that's all up to you. That's you taking risk, just like in everything in life. The more you, it's risk versus reward. The risk of you pushing heavier weight, the risk of you going to absolute failure, the risk is injury. The payoff is building more muscle in the shortest period of time. So absolute failure can get you there faster, and now we're talking about the risk of injury. I don't know if I see injury in those last few reps. Usually when people get injured, it's usually when they're not paying attention. It happens a lot of times with lighter weight. It usually happens with warm-ups, strangely enough, or when people just aren't paying attention. When you're going for those last few reps, when you're really pushing yourself, when you're really focusing, that's when injuries are less likely to occur from my experience. All right, so, you know, big thing is focus. A lot of times also, too, injuries aren't something that has anything to do with weight. It has just, you know, twitching your body a certain way at a certain time. Sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't. I don't know if going for it, it seems so logical, I guess, that if you do a lot of heavy weight or those last reps that you're pushing are what's going to cause injury. You know, from my experience, that's not when it happens. So if you are training 12 months a year in a strategy to prevent an injury that may or may not happen, you may prevent yourself from those injuries, but you also may be preventing yourself from getting those muscle gains, that muscle stimulation, getting the benefits of your training in that shortest period of time. If you have any calls, if you have any questions, I want you to call in. Again, the number to call in is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. If you have any questions, if it comes to anything with your training, your nutrition, your mindset, contest preparation, get a lot about that. If you're just someone who's just trying to get into the gym and build a little muscle, lose a little body fat, simple questions, I can answer those for you too. So when it comes to injury, Derek, I mean, what type of injuries have you experienced and the ones that you've noticed? Is it something when people, they experience it doing the heavy weight? Is it when they go for those last few reps during their sets? What have you noticed in your years of training?
Believe it or not, Skip, in all my years in the gym, I've never witnessed somebody get injured while working out. Maybe it happens and, you know, they're just not telling me. I don't know. I know I've gotten slightly injured, and of course the people around me never knew it. And it was always during what I would call the stupidest times. You know, I would be doing warm-up weight, and like I remember the last time it happened was probably a year ago. I strained my left shoulder slightly. Like, it wasn't a serious injury. It took maybe 4 days to get better, but all I was doing was just throwing warm-up weight on the incline press, and when I re-racked the weight, I just turned my arm in a weird way, and
right.
I hurt my shoulder. And that's always been that case. I mean, whenever I've strained a muscle in my lower back doing deadlifts, I was, you know, maybe doing like 135 to warm up to go to 500 something, and at 135 I pulled a muscle.
Right, yeah, so that's kind of what I was saying, and just important to remember, see, the thing of the mind is such a powerful thing when it comes to training. If you are training conservatively, and that's your decision, well then, as you don't take that risk with training, then you can't expect to build all that muscle that you want in such a short period of time. You know, you sometimes in life, and it's true, the greater the risk, the greater the reward, and that's something that for you to decide. Here's the thing about it, though, is I remember when, and I wasn't a young man when I first started training either. I remember I had already won a show. I'd been training for about a year and a half. And I remember my training partner who had, I don't know, probably 15 years of training. And he was a smaller guy, and he was doing dumbbell presses for 50 pounds. You know, and at that time, I didn't do the max OT training. At that time, I was just kind of starting out. I did all the type of training that you would see in the magazines with 8 to 12 reps and all the different things that you read. And I just thought, wow, I couldn't do 50 pound dumbbells at that time. If you can believe that. And I in contest shape, I was close to 200 pounds. You know, at 5'11". So I remember that was such a big deal that he was doing 50 pounds because at that time, you know, I couldn't. I mean, you know, now are there things that are involved besides me just pressing that weight? Yes. Did I know the technique of how to actually kick that weight up? Probably not at that time. Did I know how important heavy overload training was at the time? Probably not. So I didn't create the desire or the need that I had to push myself up the rack. A lot of things, but basically a lot of times it's the momentum that I didn't have because I didn't challenge myself to go higher and higher and higher. And if you have that mentality that, oh, I'm going to play it safe and not try to lift more weight, well, it's going to happen for you. It's going to be 10 years later and you're still doing 50 pounds. I mean, like I said, I can go on there thinking about my business day, coming back after a 15-hour business day, going to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning, I can kick up 100-pound dumbbells, no problem these days, okay? Now, did I really double my strength, or did I create momentum, or did my mindset, the desire, the need, the skill set, did that all happen? Did that all change, okay? Or did I just get that much stronger? I would say, sure, I got stronger, I got more coordinated, but it all happened because I pushed myself higher. So that's important when you talk about, you know, training for safety, not trying to get injured. Okay, you're going to accomplish your goal of not getting injured. And that's even a maybe. That's not even for sure. There's long-term effects that you're not going to enjoy by having that attitude. So it's just something to keep in mind. You don't know what your body can do until it does it. You have to experience it. You can intellectualize it all you want, but until your body feels you go to that higher level and know how to do it safely, you'll never experience. So you need to remember that that this whole process is mental just as much as it's physical. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. Again, if you have any of your funny gym stories or strange gym stories, if you have any questions for me, call in at 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145, and I'll be taking your call in just a couple minutes.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goals. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories.
You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVDs. You'll discover that the more you watch Pacquiao Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Pacquiao Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
That's my training DVD. Actually, it's a lot more than training. There's a nutrition seminar. As you heard, it's something that I created from start to finish, produced, even created all the work myself. We're very proud of it. My 18 years of knowledge went into that DVD, sold it in over 52 countries around the world. Pacquiao Muscle, you can get that on my website, www.skiplacour.com. So again, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that makes all the difference in the world. How it works is you get one breakthrough. Something starts making sense. That leads to another breakthrough, and then leads to another breakthrough. That's how you create mental and physical momentum. And oftentimes, you'll find out as you listen to the show that you may be doing everything right. You just need to keep on track and continue what you're doing. You need validation. You need validation from a coach, an expert, a friend, or a guru to keep you on track. And that's what I could do for you. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their body to the next level, and then, more importantly, help them break through those frustrating sticking points or plateaus. I've been doing this through with my website presence for many years at www.skiplacour.com. You can go to the AST Sports Science website. That's www.ast-ss.com. I have many articles there, lots of questions and answers there. And you can also go to the bodybuilding.com website. I've got a thread there in the message board that I can answer your questions there too. I've written 10 books. I've produced over 7 DVDs. Again, those have been sold in over 52 countries around the world. I've been writing for the Muscle magazine for over 15 years now. I do seminars around the world, and really where I spend most of my time is doing one-on-one coaching. I take people through a 12-month coaching program. I take the most dedicated, the most committed individuals. We go through a 12-month process where I give assignments. They talk to me on the phone. We use internet services like Skype or Yahoo phone service. So it is definitely something I do around the world. And it's pretty vigorous. It's pretty intense. And again, it's only for the most committed individuals. And we create a lot of clarity by not just answering a question here and there. I put them through a program. It's a very structured, disciplined course. And now right here in this open forum on this radio talk show. So what you need to do, if you have a question, is to call in and let me help you with your specific question. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go into seminar mode. And basically what I'm going to do is for the last half hour of this show, I'm going to talk about some specific points about the mentality when it comes to your bodybuilding and training. And through my experience, the common pitfalls that most bodybuilding and training enthusiasts, they fall into. And if you have any questions or comments as this goes along, please call in or email me in the chat room. So here are the types of things. This is what you need to do. You need to strive to be the very best version of you possible. And that's regardless of your genetic limitations, whatever challenge you might have in your schedule, whatever it is. You need to strive to be the very best version of you. We all have what we have. Our job is to make the most out of what we've been given. So you need to appreciate what you have, and don't get overly concerned with what you don't have. I talked about it before. I have so many people who are winning the game, so to speak, and feel like they're losing. I have a lot more, you know, admiration for those people who maybe don't have much, but they're getting in, they're enjoying the gym, they're going on a consistent basis, they're feeling mentally good about what they're doing. Even if their body doesn't necessarily look as good as the next person's, they're enjoying the process, they're becoming the best version of themselves, and they're enjoying every minute of it. That's what you need to do. There's always going to be somebody bigger. There's always going to be somebody better. If you're going to the gym, I've talked about this before, on a consistent basis, and let's say you've been doing that for a year, you are probably in the top 5% of the population who's able to do that. You're in a very elite crowd, okay? So for you to be going to the gym on a consistent basis, and at the same time, you have yourself so overwhelmed and frustrated where you're not enjoying the process, what good are you doing? You're spending all this time and spending all this energy just to make your life more miserable. I know that's a mindset. It may go back to a lot of other things. I help a lot of people break through any mental challenges using my experience of 25 years in the personal development. And I hate to use this word now, the motivation field, because a lot of times it's not about motivation. It's just about aligning why you do the things that you do and how to get around it, why you think the way you do. So it's striving to be the best version of you possible, appreciating the good things about yourself, even if you have to write those down, even if you have to compare yourself to others in a way. I know that it doesn't matter how well or how poorly somebody else is doing. You want more. I certainly understand that. The thing is to appreciate everything that's great about you. What I really enjoy about my coaching, or even these phone calls, if you've listened to some of the podcasts or live shows, is when I can take somebody who feels that they're not doing very well with their progress, just kind of point out three or four things, and they get off the phone all excited, having a new appreciation for their progress or everything that they're doing. Hey, we have a caller from the 586 area code. Caller, are you there? 586.
Morning, Skip. How you doing?
I am awesome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Calvin from Clinton Township, Michigan.
How are you, sir?
I'm just trying to wake up here. It's a little early for me.
Is it? It's 10 o'clock in the morning there, isn't it?
No, it's 10:30. I'm usually still in bed when you have your chill.
All right. Hey, well, I appreciate you calling the show. What's your challenge? How can I help you?
I'm having a problem with bringing my obliques in. Everything else is looking good in the mirror. It's just tightening my obliques up. That's what I'm trying to work on.
Okay. And, you know, those are probably, you know, that's a definite sign of leanness, right?
Right.
Probably have a nice six-pack abs. You're probably pretty happy with those, right?
Oh, I got everything. Like, you know, when I look in the mirror, you can see every single muscle. You can tell I don't work my obliques. That's the only thing, because I hear so many different opinions about that. So,
and what are those opinions?
Some people say to do twists, and other people say, oh, that's not going to do anything for you. You can twist till the sun comes up. That's not going to work. And then I hear other things like use weight on them and do those side crunches and stuff like that. Everybody else says, oh, that'll make you look blocky. It'll take off your V-taper, take away from your V-taper.
Right, yeah, that's something I heard too.
Right.
I remember someone telling me that, like in my first year of training or so. Well, let me ask you this: why are you so lean right now? Are you competing, or you just stay pretty lean?
I just stay lean just for the fun of it. I've thought about competing a few times, but I kind of just don't really have the money to put into my diet, this and that. But
right.
I do eat a clean diet year round. I'm always eating chicken and rice and.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. Let's just talk about the training. Like every other muscle, you overload the muscle, you'll build it, okay? You know, directly working your obliques, I would have to say from my experience, there's really just with heavy training, just tighten that core all the time. You're working those muscles. When you do regular ab work, your obliques, are being worked in too. What I've discovered is that, you know, the obliques come in with two things. One, a degree of leanness. That's number one. And the other thing that's really probably really important is that, you know, everybody holds water at different times of the day in certain different amounts, okay? You talk about those obliques. First thing in the morning, how do they look?
Pretty tight.
Are they better or the same?
Yeah, they're usually pretty tight. I do hold a little bit of water in the back because I've had a professional dietitian tell me that. They pinched me one time and said, oh, that's just water.
Right. So, like, what if you could walk around, you know, 24/7 with those obliques? If you can walk around how they look first thing in the morning, what if that was a 24/7 thing? Would you be happy with your obliques?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So you see what I'm saying? See, overnight is when you kind of lose a few pounds due to water and not eating. It gets tighter, right?
Yeah.
You know, then when you start with your diet and you start drinking more water, and, you know, depending on how your body processes, you know, sodium, other minerals, things like that, you'll start taking on water. Some people just hold it there. That's what it sounds like to you. So first of all, just realize that it isn't you showing, just like your abs, you know, when people, that's a very common question when it comes just to the abs themselves. You know, people think, well, should I do weight? How many crunches should I do? What type of ab exercise should I do? And those people a lot of times aren't as conscientious as you when it comes to their diet. And so I just say, hey, you got muscle underneath there. If you want to show them, you just need to get lean. You need to watch your diet.
Yep.
So with your obliques, like I said, with the same thing, you're doing all the exercises. You're probably hitting the muscles. And for you, it may not be so much a degree of leanness. It's just that those are going to be washed out for a lot of people when they hold water. You're telling me that when you have the absence of water first thing in the morning, they're showing themselves, right?
Right.
And you would be happy with that. So I would agree with your nutritionist that it's a water type of thing. Those abs are underneath there. So continue to do your ab exercises. Don't think that you're going to find the answer in those ab exercises, okay? They probably are just fine. It's just about how are you going to maybe get leaner.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're pretty happy with your degree in leanness.
I don't know
if
I have any leaner, Skip.
Okay. Yeah, so then it's a water thing for you. That's, you know, again, everybody has that next level for them. Yours isn't to necessarily be all-around leaner, where some other people would. For you, you're very lucky, all right? You're very lucky because this is a water thing. The fat's all taken off. The muscle's probably already in there. It's like for you, it's how are you going to just see your rewards more often? You know, first thing that I should just tell you, and I did forget your name. I know you're from Clinton Township. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Kevin.
I didn't hear it. Kevin, okay. Kevin, you're in a very fortunate position that you are already lean. You've already done the work there, okay, and that you do have the ab muscles underneath there, okay. For you, it's a water thing, and what I would say is that do you avoid salt in your diet?
Oh, no. I've talked to I got a pro bodybuilder in my area. He told me that sodium's very beneficial,
okay.
You know, putting on your meals and stuff like that.
Right.
Keep your muscle hydrated, this and that.
Right. No, he gave you some great advice there, too. That's definitely some advanced advice. Here's the thing, though, too, is that it's good for the muscles building on keeping them hydrated, keeping them full, and then you get so used to processing all that sodium out. And see, that's what's happening with you. You're taking on sodium all throughout the day. Your muscles are benefiting from it. You're keeping the nutrient flow. They're looking full. You're building the muscle. You got some great information. You know, here's the point, though, is that it's going to wash out those you know, fine-tuned obliques. You know, in contest preparation, I used to drive myself crazy. I was almost like you, except for I had a contest in X amount of weeks that everything, all my work was riding on the line, and I had to have faith that, you know, my abs were underneath that. And I would do the same thing. I'd really load up all my sodium for all those reasons, that advice that you gave, right? And but then when I would sleep my 5-6 hours a night or whatever, I'd wake up without eating, with the water being flushed, being evaporated in my body, and that's what was really there. Okay, that's how lean I was. That's what I wanted to see all the time. But then when I started drinking water, because I'm sure you drink a lot of water, you put sodium on your food, well, then it's going to wash it all away.
Right.
All right, so that's all that's going on with you. How you really look is how you look first thing in the morning. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely, definitely does.
So really the, you know, I mean, what? Why is it so important? Is it just the fact that you don't think the muscle is there and you're looking for exercises? Because if you have your shirt on all day, what's it really matter, right?
Right.
Because I can give you little tricks. If you're going to the beach and you really want to look good that day, what I would do is you would taper down your sodium and everything, and you'd wake up in the morning with those ripped abs just the way you want them, and then just limit your water and sodium that day, and then you go to the beach that day, and you have those obliques showing the way you want. All right, so it's really the muscle is there, your diet is there. It's just your particular situation and how you're adding sodium and water to your diet that's just washing out your obliques. So does that make sense to you, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely, definitely does.
Is that helpful?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. Awesome. All right, hey, thanks for calling. Call anytime, Kevin. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
So we're talking about some of the bodybuilding mentality. See, that's one distinction. Here's Kevin working his rear end off, really winning this game, having some ripped abs. You can tell by the questions that he's asked. He's got some advice from a nutritionist, an experienced bodybuilder. You can tell by the level of knowledge he had about sodium and how that is such a positive thing in the muscle growth process. Here he is with all this effort, all this knowledge, looking for definitely advanced knowledge, okay? Many people out listening in this audience live or in a podcasted version would be lucky to have Kevin's challenge. But isn't it amazing that even with all his knowledge, that one distinction, one strategy that he isn't aware of is causing him all this angst, all this overwhelm, all this frustration? It's kind of ruining the process for him in a way where, hey, he's doing everything right. It's just a simple thing. It's just being aware of it. Now he knows he was winning the game. Now he's fully aware of it, and he can enjoy the process a lot more. Look forward to the next challenge. I've always made this joke about life, and Derek, maybe you can relate to this too, is that, you know, we go through life and we have this biggest challenge. We have this biggest challenge, and we just search for the answers. We grind. We work hard. We search, and then we finally tackle and reconquer our biggest challenge in life. All that intensity, all that angst, all that pain, all that overwhelm is finally gone. Well, guess what? Then problem number two just moves away to slot number one, and then we focus, grind, have that angst with our new number one problem, like just in a matter of seconds. There's no rest for the weary, so to speak. Have you found that to be true in life and a lot of situations too, Derek?
Absolutely. I went through that in powerlifting. You know, once I was consistently winning, I just didn't have the drive to want to do it anymore. I just kind of lost interest in it.
Yeah, so now we just helped Kevin with his number one challenge, and so maybe, Kevin, you'll call back and tell us what the new number one challenge is. Now, again, one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at the same old challenge creates clarity. So you go on. That one breakthrough that I talked about, that leads to the next breakthrough, that leads to the next breakthrough. What's it for you? What is something that's challenging you? Can I create a little bit more clarity for you? We have 11 minutes left in the show. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. We've got a lot of people in the chat room. I know you've got a question. Call me up. Let's create some clarity like I did with Kevin. So here's some other bodybuilding training mentality pitfalls that people fall into. Now, you should always expect the best from your efforts, but don't get discouraged if you don't see the results you want as soon as you want. Be patient and be persistent. A lot of times, if you are just persistent with your efforts, if you keep on keeping on, there's always going to be someone bigger. There's always going to be someone better, more lean, And those are the people that you can always identify with, and that can cause you a lot of frustration. If you are showing up, if you have a plan, if you're executing your plan and you're showing up to the gym, if you're chipping away at your diet, you've got to expect the best results and don't think that it has to happen over time. Whatever shape you're in right now, if you're not happy with where you are right now, that didn't happen in a matter of a couple weeks. It probably happened over a couple of years, if not longer. Get involved in the process. Know you're getting better and better every single day. Focus on what you do every day and not the actions, the action strategy. Did I show up to the gym? Did I put forth a good effort? Did I have a good workout? Did I follow through with my meal plan? Focus on action strategies and don't focus necessarily on what you perceive as the results, and don't push yourself for those to happen so quickly. That's a big hurdle that many people fall into, whether they're just trying to look better, lose body weight, or it's a guy training hard in the gym who wants to build some more muscle. Focus on the action strategies, what you need to do every day. Focus on your plan. Have faith in your plan, and your results will come. They will come, and you have to focus on that part of it. You must open your mind up to new and different strategies if you want to produce better results than you're currently getting. If you do what you've always done in the past, you'll produce the same results. All right? Now, that ties in with the second thing I talked about is expect the best from your efforts, appreciate your efforts, because a lot of times people are actually getting great results. They've lost some body fat. They've built muscle. They're getting consistent with their training program. If they don't appreciate what they're doing, they want it too fast, well, then what they'll do is they'll constantly look for new and different strategies. All right. So a lot of times, if you do appreciate what you're doing, if you can look around, see you're in the top 5% of the population who is showing up for the gym at a certain period of time, if you're in better shape than most and you can appreciate that, you know, you may just need to stick with what you're doing to see the results. If you have given a particular strategy a particular enough time and enough effort, and again, that's going to be subjective. If you have any questions about that, I can always answer that for you. You can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. You can visit my website to get that email address. But sometimes you're going to need to try different strategies. I talked about the 50-pound dumbbells, how, you know, that was a challenge for me way back when. You know, and I had to figure other strategies if I wanted to build more muscle in the shortest period of time. Well, what if I was complacent and I wasn't getting the results that I want? The muscle wasn't coming on as fast as I could, yet I was still doing the same strategy of the 50-pound dumbbells, 10 to 12 reps, doing, you know, two-hour workouts or whatever. Sometimes you're going to have to try new and different strategies. And even though, you know, what you're doing may work to a certain point, what's next level for you? If you're going to be doing this for 3 years, which I know that you hope that you probably are going to be doing, you're going to be still as consistent with your training and your eating and looking good 3 years from now, what's 3 months? What's 3 months to give a new training strategy a try and your best focus and effort? You're not going to go backwards. If you show up to the gym, you're not going to go backwards. Just remember that. Think of that when people try new and different strategies. I know they always think that the next pound of muscle or the pound of fat that they're going to lose is just going to happen right around the corner. Right? If you try a new different strategy, your body's not going to fall apart in the 3 months that you give it a shot. I mean, will you get the same progress that you are hoping or you're expecting? If you try a new strategy, it may not be the right one. That may happen. But you're not going to go backwards. So if you're going to be doing this for the next 3 years, what's giving 3 months of a focused effort on a new training program to give yourself the chance to take yourself to the next level? If anything, I get so many emails. People ask me about the MAX-OT training program. The most effective, most efficient way of packing on muscle in the shortest period of time that I've used for my 6 national championships that I've been a big educator and user of the program for so many years. People may like my articles and things about my approach to bodybuilding and training, yet they're so afraid to try something new. They're so afraid to try this MaxOT training program. They've studied up on it. They've gone to the AST Sports Science website at www.ast-ss.com. That's www.ast-ss.com. They've signed up for the free online training course. You go into the lower left-hand corner of the website. You sign up for the free program. It takes you into a website just for you where it explains the program in great detail, lines out programs. They've gone through the process of studying that whole program in great detail, yet they can't pull the trigger. They can't try it. They're not satisfied with where they are. They want more, but they can't dedicate 3 months to just focus on it as it's outlined, following it to a T. And a lot of times they kind of halfway go into it where they, oh, I like this, I agree with this part of it, but I'm going to use my old way of training this, this, and this. You need to follow a program as outlined to a T. And that's with all the different training regimens, the time frames, all of it. If there's an eating program that goes along with it, follow it to a T. Exactly outlined. Don't use a little bit of this strategy, a little bit of that strategy, or a little bit of this one. Give it 3 months. Whatever that program is for you, whether it's the MaxOT program, which I highly recommend, or whatever program you want to do, you're not going to find the results until you give it your full focus, energy, and effort. Give it 3 months. You're going to be doing this for the long haul, so just give it that time. If you choose to train without steroids or other drugs, you know, that's awesome. Focus on how you can be the most productive with your efforts while taking that route. Don't waste your time talking, thinking about how much easier of a time people who use drugs to assist them are with their development are compared to you. You don't need that distraction. So most people now tell you, when I talk to different people, they get distracted with who's training with drugs. If you were to listen to the media, those other guys in the gym, they say that everybody trains with steroids. And so if you're not, that can be quite distracting. The truth of the matter is everybody isn't training with steroids, all right? And it really doesn't matter anyway. If you're in this for health, if you're in this to learn the different strategies to do this over the long haul, it really doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. For you, it's all about getting the best results with the route you've taken. So what I encourage you to do is just focus on what it takes to build muscle, to lose body fat without steroids. Don't spend your time focusing on what this guy does or he supposedly does. Certainly, this is one thing that's been very interesting to me. And Derek, I don't know if you've noticed this phenomenon either, as being in the drug-free natural bodybuilding world, writing about the subject, is how many natural bodybuilders out there, how many lifters out there spend so much time learning all the different names and all the different the effectiveness or the schemes or patterns of steroids. Have you noticed that too? A lot of drug-free lifters who have no desire to do steroids, who are against it, are very vocal against it, yet they spend a lot of time learning what steroids do. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that some now. I noticed it a lot more in my earlier 20s and late teens. Yeah, around that age group, for some reason, seems to be the highest interest in steroids.
You know, at the same time, you have that interest for steroids, but have you noticed that a lot of the times when they are interested in steroids, they really have no desire to really use them, or they're very vocal about how disgusting that is, how they're cheaters or whatever, yet they seem to learn all the different names of the drugs, what they do, all the different cycles. Have you noticed that, where they're committed not to use steroids, but they spend a lot of time learning about steroids?
Yeah, I do, and sometimes, Skip, I mean, it's only a matter of time before those same guys fall into the trap, because I know at my gym there's a few guys that take them, and they make it known that they take them, and eventually these same guys that say they would never get involved with that stuff, when they start hanging around these guys and they start working out together sometimes, it's usually only a matter of time before they're, you know, trying this and trying that and just kind of dabbling to see how things go. And
right.
They get hooked on it, and they love the rush of it, and there you go.
So you think that when they are talking about it all the time, they're just kind of overcompensated, they do have a real interest in it, or they wouldn't take their time to even learn about it? So what you're saying is just a matter of time. If you fall into that trap about obsessing about steroids and learning about steroids, and you're talking about how you'd never use them, that's really maybe an overcompensation. You see them maybe falling into that trap later on?
Yeah, I believe that. I think.
Okay. Interesting point. So if you're a youngster out there, hey, don't even go down that road. You don't know about the magic that they do. Stay away from that. Well, that ends today's show. Visit my website at www.skiplacour, and I'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.